Okay, the senior NBA analyst with Basketball Insiders, Bill Ingram, is joining us tonight at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big East Sports Show. I am Elissa Walker-Campbell. We opened up our program tonight talking about Carmelo Anthony and what could ultimately be his new destination, or perhaps he stays with the Knicks. Talk to us about, give us an angle with the Rockets. Why would that make sense to Carmelo?
Well, it makes sense because you have two other superstars, in the modern NBA, you're either Oklahoma City or San Antonio, or you're trying to just sign as many superstars as possible. And that's the way that teams, it's the shortcut. It's very hard to build a team the way the Spurs have. It's very hard to build a team the way the Thunder have. It's a long-term commitment. You have to start with drafting great players, developing them, and building a culture of winning around those players. And that can be a long process. The Spurs have been doing it across three decades now. The Thunder are working hard to do it without adding another superstar player. That's difficult. What's easy is to accumulate assets and trade those assets and cash chips in and just try to sign, get cap space and try to sign big name players. It works for some teams. Dallas has been trying to do that. Can't get anybody to come to town. The Rockets tried it for a long time before they got James, and they couldn't get any. Chris Bosh wouldn't give them a serious, listen and the guys they targeted. But once they have Dwight and James, now you can have that conversation with somebody like Carmelo. My argument with Carmelo is that two things are going to happen. The Rockets are going to break if he goes there, which is possible. I think Chicago's more likely if winning is the thing. Chicago can't offer the full max and still keep Taj Gibson, which they want to do. But Houston, you're going to score more points than any team has ever scored in the history of the NBA for a season. Problem is, you're going to give up more points than any team in the history of the NBA has given up in a season. Because while Carmelo is a high-efficiency scorer, he plays no defense. And you already have James Harden, who seems just to not understand defense. I thought it was amusing that he got a vote for defensive play for the NBA's all-defensive team. And I just assumed that was because someone thought that a great offense is a good defense. Because if you watch video of him on the defensive end, and if you go on YouTube, you can search for this James Harden defense reel, and there's just it's one after the next, after the next, after the next of him trying to play defense. And it's basically watching the guy go by. Like, oh, look, my guy has the ball, and look, he just scored. That's kind of James Harden's defense.
Those are called blow-bys.
that's where with Houston, I mean, how frustrated does Dwight get? He was already frustrated that he was having to play all the defense. Now he's going to get even fewer touches and be even more responsible for the defense. That's tough to see. But if you're Carmelo and they're showing you, they're two championship banners from Olajuwon's years, and maybe Akeem comes in and Clyde's there, and you talk about winning a championship, you could sell that. I could see that you could sell that with the Rockets.
Okay, but the Rockets, they won 54 games last year, but not to be skeptical, but that they didn't even advance past the first round in that Portland series.
Well, Alyssa, you and I both know coaching is what wins playoff series. You can win a lot of regular season games, but when you're playing in a playoff series, you're seeing that same team, however many nights it takes, 4 to 7 nights, you're seeing the same team. They're preparing for you. They know your A play and your B play.
Right.
And honestly, Terry Stotts, came up, has been through the ranks, was a very important part of the Mavericks championship a couple of years ago. And he looked at that, and if you watch that Portland series, the Blazers attacked James Harden almost every time down the floor. Whoever James Harden was guarding, they attacked him. And then somehow the Rockets allowed Robin Lopez to offset Dwight, which to me, that is just unimaginable. But that's coaching. They were doing things around Dwight so that he wasn't getting the ball and he wasn't getting in his comfort zone. And then they were going at him with Robin Lopez with behind-the-back stuff and lob stuff and, away from the ball stuff. And Mikhail never did that, thing where you can stop the play. What do we call it, a timeout?
Mm-hmm.
And, look at what was happening and say, hey, Dwight, you need to close the back door. That doesn't happen. So that's how a team that's good. I mean, hey, LaMarcus Aldridge and Damian Lillard are fantastic players. But 1-8, 1-9, the Rockets were a vastly more talented team. They just had terrible coaching.
Well, the key to winning a championship, it is premium coaching, but also ownership. And, all that's going to factor in, weigh in to ultimately to Carmelo's decision. Could you even see him going to the Lakers? How serious of a consideration would he be with the Lakers?
I think with the Lakers, it's just being a Laker. It's a mystique. But I don't know that if you're bringing him in and saying, yeah, you're going to have Kobe, you're maybe going to have Steve Nash on the roster if he doesn't retire. There's even talk of trading him, and then he would retire with Philly or whoever, you know, all these different rumors, who knows. But maybe Steve Nash plays, and Kobe is certainly going to give it a shot. And then they bring back Pau Gasol. Okay, 5 years ago, you put Carmelo on that team, and yeah, they're going to probably win the championship. It's not 5 years ago, and Kobe's not going to play 82 games, and Steve Nash might not play 42 games. Kobe might not play 42 games. What if injury, Pau Gasol plays half the season? Now Carmelo plays 82 games, averages 35 points, and they're in the lottery. And if I'm Carmelo, I'm taking a long, hard look at that. If it's just about the money, there are other teams that can pay you max where you have a better shot at winning.
It is Friday night. Bill Ingram has been with us at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big East Sports Show, as we get ready to close out our interview. Give us a quick hit on the Indiana Pacers with Stevenson and the Pacers.
Yeah, I can't imagine. You know, they kind of lowballed Lance Stevenson on that offer. They must believe
5 years, $44 million.
Yeah, they must believe that no one's going to offer him more, and that seems like a stretch because he was really one of the standouts on that team after it fell apart. Paul George and Lance Stevenson were the ones who were still trying, while everybody else kind of, you know, they're in outer space or whatever. So maybe, hey, if he winds up coming back for that, wow, what a brilliant move by Larry Bird. But if one of these teams that has created all this cap space misses out on those two, you go, hey, Lance Stevenson wouldn't be a bad addition.
Definitely brings that nasty. He brings that edge. And some concern, obviously, with his antics on the court as well. So listen, Bill, we are completely out of time. Wishing you and your family a very safe, a happy 4th of July. And, of course, we've been talking to Bill Ingram, the senior NBA analyst at Basketball Insiders. And we'll talk to you real soon. Thank you.
Always a pleasure.
You bet. Much more straight ahead at YSR.